Candy loves Big Fatty.
Oh, joy.
Yes. You totally have to listen when he, or you don't have to listen, but he recently went on a weekend and.
Like he always does.
God. Like to the horror. The horror.
Oh my God. It was the most amazing. The most amazing weekend. It was so awesome. You gotta listen to it. Like there's a guy in a sling. He bought a special chair. There's like.
This was our pedal talk the other night.
Did he record it in the room again?
Yes. No. Yeah, he recorded multiple shows in the room.
Yeah, he's done that before.
Totally drunk. Yeah. So the first one is he's relatively calm and everything. And, you know, he's just talking about what's happening. Uh-huh. By the second one, it's like craziness. So awesome.
Yeah.
I think we have our blooper now.
Yeah.
With the pillow talk.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
You totally have to listen when he, or you don't have to listen.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2254 of the BFO for Monday the 19th of September 2016. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. Y'all, I'm gonna tell you all about the weekend. Big Fatty, it was a full moon. Hello, almostus. Big Fatty, what the hell does that mean? Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. You're almostus. You're almostus for a couple of reasons. Y'all, on Thursday. On Thursday, it's the first day of fall here in the northern hemisphere. So summer is almost over. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, it was a full moon, and Big Fatty almost had a couple of gentlemen call it. Big Fatty, the weekend has not ended yet. There's still hope springs eternal. Hope, what if fall back springs eternal for me? I don't know. Thank you for calling. Yeah, I gotta see y'all. Now, let's see. The last time I talked to you was Thursday when I recorded the Fall Right little show. And y'all, it was kind of a quiet weekend. That's all I gotta say. Fall Right. Yeah, in the coal mine, the orange hat was only there about half a day, and so that always makes for a nice, quiet day in the coal mine. And y'all, then old Veda, he was off, and y'all, he's been down there in the Flow Rider, down at Barbara Boulevard. Big Fatty, did he need Birkenstocks? I think that maybe that, and maybe some fish tacos. Big Fatty, or perhaps he's doing his crema shopping for Miss Beaver. Big Fatty. You should have sent a list. It's true. When the day was over, Big Fatty came back here. Excuse me, to the villa, and y'all, I just kind of piddled around, and y'all, for right. Night, there was a Big Brother app, and y'all, it was, you know, this is the episode, y'all, there's only three of them in the house, and y'all, all they're doing is sleeping. It's just, all they're doing is sleeping and trying to decide, you know, there's three little competitions left, and then it's over, and that's on Wednesday night of this week, but, excuse me, pee-parted? Big Fatty, what does that mean? Pee-parted? I don't know. But, pee-potted, and, But so I watched that. You know, it was one of those things. That, oh yes, I remember old Larry. He left on day three, and was all I remember about him is he made Mussolini spaghetti, and he was fat. I'm going to tell you what they did show the part of this recap. By the way, Julie, the former Lorena, she says she loves the Big Brother. So, yes, Big Fanny, so you're just talking to Julie, nobody else, pretty much. They've shown them, all they've done is fucking cry. They've all just sat around and cried all season. Big Fanny, they're just the emotional wrecks, just emotional wrecks. And y'all, I couldn't help but notice that they showed all this crying after Miss Bacon announced that she was not going to call the little show anyway. Big Fanny, there's not just the Big Brother that's been crying. We're working on it. That's all I'm gonna say. We're working on it. There was talk on the Stick It With a Poke on Saturday night about it. Yes, I got in the bed after the Big Brother. I don't know. I probably watched something else too. Oh yeah, y'all, the Great British Baking Show or whatever it's called. Y'all, they're doing the masterclass, and it's just Paul and Mary, and y'all, it's just the two of them making all the things that they make the contestants bake. The only difference is they have recipe. Yes, we can. it's fun just to watch the two of them cut the fool a little bit. Big Fanny, cut the fool. Then I got in the bed and I was laying there and just piddling on the cellular telephonic device, and one of my old gentleman callers, not my most regular gentleman caller, but an old gentleman caller. He's been here to the villa once, or maybe twice. Big Fanny, I wish I'd seen you earlier. I said, oh, were you out near the villa? And he goes, yes. And y'all say it was full moon. It's a full moon, so you know that gets the sap to running. Big Fanny, Volga. He was like, oh, Big Freddy, I wish I could have come over, but, I'm home now, and, no. And I said, well, if you want to come over sometime, just let me know. And, y'all, he only talks to me on the dating apps, and I've given him my cellular telephonic device. I said, next time, if you don't see me online, send me a textimonium or a call me. And he goes, I knew I should have done that. I said, the worst thing that can happen is Big Fatty to say, sorry, I can't do anything tonight. Big Fatty, have you ever said that? I think maybe once back during the Carter administration. Big Fatty, you silly. We chit-chatted a little while and all, but y'all, the Big Fatty was getting some pings from different folks. Yo, you could tell it was a full moon and the sap was flowing. So y'all got up Saturday morning, and I decided I wanted me some grits and sausage. So y'all, I fixed me a little pot of grits and some poke sausage, and y'all, it was just lovely. Sat on the front porch of the villa and read the newspaper and drank my coffee, and y'all, it was just lovely, just lovely. And then what did I do Saturday afternoon? Y'all, I did something. Now wait a minute, let me think about this. I had marinated a couple of chicken bazooms in that I told you I bought the extra virgin olive oil solid dressing with the roasted red peppers. I took the bottle of that and I broke the top off of it. I don't know how I did it, but Big Fanny, if anybody can do it, you did it. Anyway, broke the top off of it, so I couldn't close it. So y'all, I just put those chicken bazooms in a Ziploc bag, and I just poured the whole bottle in there, and y'all just let it marinate. I did that on Friday night and let it marinate all day long, y'all. Then I fired up the grill and cooked my bazooms on the grill, y'all. It smelled absolutely fantastic. And y'all, I fixed me some sugar snap peas, big fatty vegetables, so I had that I had kind of an early supper, cause y'all, I knew that I was gonna be on that stick it with a poke, little show, y'all. It was real funny. Gavin sent out a reminder there would be a stick it with a poke little show, and y'all, Dr. Stone, y'all, he put up a picture referenced this.
From the red earth of Mexico, it's coming. From China, a piece of the Great War, it's coming. Every corner of the earth, it's coming. And it's coming soon. You've got to be there.
Point me in the right direction. I'll be there.
The 1982 World's Fair. You've got to be there.
I'll 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 be there.
You want to see how history is being made in Tennessee?
Okay to land in Knoxville.
Roger, Houston, we'll be there.
The 1982 World's Fair, you got to be there.
And y'all, I thought it was quite clever because, you know, that was his way of saying that he'll be there. Yes, Big Fatty, any excuse to play the 1982 World's Fair music, it's true. But it made me kerfuffle, and I thought it was quite clever. That Dr. Stone can be quite clever. And so anyway, y'all, we were on the y'all, that big crowd on the on the stick it with a poke, y'all, and I probably shouldn't attempt this, y'all. Who all did we have? We had David, that blue jeans guy, and George in Atlanta, and of course Jim and Gavin and Burger, and the Haunt Cub was there, and Toppy Smelly, and DJ Star Sage, and y'all, we had a brand new one on there, y'all. It was the Shy Yeti, y'all. He had trouble connecting, y'all, and finally he just had to pick up the rotary phone and call in. Yes, Big Betty. Anyway, it was, and I think that was all that was there, but I've probably forgotten somebody. Of course you did. But y'all, we heard about the Denims and their wedding. Y'all, evidently they did it pantsless. From what I heard, David, that blue jeans guy, didn't have any pants, and y'all, I guess they just did it pantsless. So anyway, be ready, you're silly. Y'all, we heard about Gavin taking it for the team. But anyway, y'all, and then when that was over, y'all, I got me a share, and then I was off to the connections. I was off to the connections to see Granny and Durwood, and y'all, Granny's got a new neighbor has started coming out and hanging out with us. Big Fatty, he's sure to be ruined. So, y'all, he was there. Y'all, we just had a nice little time. Y'all, I didn't stay too late. I just had a couple of drinks. I didn't want to overdo it. I'm going to save that for this week because, you know, we're heading back to the Horror Hotel on Thursday. Saturday night, I just went to sleep, slept like a big fatty. I didn't see any baby poop stain. No, I didn't poop the bed, but I slept like a baby. And y'all, then Sunday, I had asked Miss Kitty if he would come and help me install something here at the villa. Big fatty, are you having eye bolts put in the ceiling for the No, y'all. By the way, did I tell you that I got rid of the sling? Big fatty, is that breaking news? I don't think so. But y'all, I donated it to the Horror Hotel. And it's all good. So y'all, Miss Kitty came by. Before Miss Kitty came by, y'all, I had to go and do a little shopping at the Home Depot. Y'all, a couple of projects I was working on that I got taken care of. Then Miss Kitty came by and helped with the special installation. Big Fatty, are you going to tell us what it is? Well, no, I can't. I'm bound by standards and practices. Big Fatty, since when? I'm looking for y'all. I'm gonna cook those shredded Brussels sprouts for my supper. Big Fatty, you'll be tooting all night. And I've been washing clothes, and y'all, I've gotta sweep and mop the bathroom floor and the kitchen floor, and y'all, I whack 'em down Saturday, and y'all, Big Fatty, you're just Susie Homemaker. All in all, I would say, Saturday, I went out to the Villa Mailbox.
Make a wish, Christian Taylor.
Yeah, I guess, and y'all, there was a card in the mailbox there, and y'all, on the front of it, it looks like some sort of Martian, and he's wearing a green gas mask, it says, "Who farted?" Big Fatty, we know who farted, and y'all, it says, "Fart, saw this and had to think of you." Big Fatty. But just shat themselves, they think of Granny, and when people fought, they think of you. That's it's a tag team made in the toilet. It's true, and y'all, that's from Hendrick. Hendrick, thank you so much. Y'all, I don't know where he was when he sent this. Thank you so much for thinking of Big Fatty when you saw a gas mask and saw the words of "Who farted?" Big Fatty, it's just lovely. Just lovely the way people think of you, and it's so appropriate. And y'all, I'll put a picture of it. You know, I'm gonna hold this until I get something else in the mail, and then I'll put a picture of all of that up on the BFO for you to all look at. Yes, Big Fatty, and y'all, that was pretty much the weekend. Dear Gussie, y'all, it seems like I'm forgetting something. Y'all, I know what I was going to tell you. I'm looking forward to watching the Emmy Awards. Dear Gussie, and y'all, it's probably too late to remind you, but y'all, you know that Patrick Powers over there at the PNS Explosion, y'all, he always puts the funniest stuff up on the inner tubes, on the Twitty, about the different award shows. So anyway, I hope you watched that. I hope you did that. Yes, Big Fatty. I hope you have a lovely final week of summer in the Northern Hemisphere. And the final week of winter in the Southern Hemisphere. And y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from over there at the Game Night Gals. And y'all, Kristen was playing the games. And Kristen, what did you think of the little show?
You totally have to listen when he... Or you don't have to listen.
Oh, Kristen, you gotta listen. More horror shows Friday and next Monday.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com. And you don't have to use the www. or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.